Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna. You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Hi, welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and our guest, Bo Bishop. I am sure she is out in the stables with her horses, because we were going to be talking about the presence of horses today, and I know that with all of the animals that she takes care of up here in the Pacific Northwest, we probably have had some unique situations. She's up in the far northern area of the state. And so we've been hit with snow and a lot of ice all of a sudden during the early morning hours. So, again, she's probably with her horses. We're going to be waiting for her to call in. But one of the things I wanted to do today, so until Bo calls in, then we're just going to sort of be patient before we open phone lines. And, by the way, don't forget to have a pad of paper handy. I have got a chocolate cake recipe. It's called Death by Chocolate Layer Cake. What a way to go, right? Well, I'm going to be sharing that with you today. So if you can, just have that pad of paper handy and ready, because at some time during the program I'm going to be doing that with you. But I wanted to share with you a thought as we're waiting for Bo to get to the phone, to share something that was written by Robert Frost. Now, Robert Frost is a man that was so well known for his poetry. But he was a man of incredible, incredible wisdom. He said, "May we never let the things we can't have or don't have or shouldn't have spoil our enjoyment of the things we do have and can have. As we value our happiness, let us not forget it. For one of the greatest lessons in life is learning to be happy without the things we cannot or should not have." And when I was reading that, and I have to correct the name on that. I thought it was Richard Frost, but it's not. It was Richard Evans. But when I read that, I thought, wow, that is so very, very significant. In our busyness of living, we're often buzzing around. We are trying to meet goals and standards, and we have expectations of ourselves. And sometimes I think it is wise when we can just sit back for a minute and have what we call an attitude of gratitude. And when I am reflecting on this, and when I was thinking about it before the show, I thought it is so easy to get stuck in the we should have this, or we should be this, or we should do should. Now, I'm not saying it's not worthwhile aspiring for goals, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have those objectives out in front of us. But sometimes life comes along and smacks us right upside the head, and we don't like the smack. It can happen economically, it can happen physically, it can happen emotionally, it can happen spiritually. But whatever that smack comes from, whenever it comes into our life, there is that, oh, wow, I've got to readjust. I've got to make some alterations in my plans, perhaps. Maybe look at things with a different perspective. Nobody gets through this life experience without having those slaps at one time or another. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. Other times, the circumstances of life do it to us. And I can remember as a young person when someone said to me, "Life is not fair." And I thought, well, why isn't it? Why can't it be fair? I've read that, and gee, I believe if I can go out and I can do something, I can make a difference. Well, all of that is true. However, again, life is meant to be experienced, and it is something, there are no ivory towers that you can sit in to avoid it. So part of life is about resiliency. What are you going to do with what you have? How are you going to make it work effectively for you? And inasmuch as today we were going to be talking about horses, I thought this is a topic that I'd really like to go into. And I know that, again, I know Bo's got her stables, and it's going to be a challenge perhaps to be able to interact with us today. I'm not sure. We've left a message for her, so I'm so hoping that she will call in. But I love horses. I don't know about you. I think they're absolutely fascinating, fascinating animals. And through the years, there have been various individuals who have opted to interact with animals in a new way. And through their own personal experiences, they've gone through growth and development that have allowed them to develop a relationship with those animals. And I'm thinking of one woman, Linda Kahanoff, and she was a guest on my show a few years back. And this is a woman that has dedicated herself to horses and using them in equine therapy. And this is an organization, the Equine Facilitated Mental Hospital, or Mental Health Association, and it's associated with the North American Riding for the Handicapped. And there's so much that they have been able to discover about being able to face fears, being able to discover yourself through these wonderful, wonderful animals. And I know that Bo has been involved with this kind of therapy, and I had the opportunity to be out on her site and to see firsthand these magnificent animals that we were interacting with. And it's quite humbling when you are not around animals that weigh over 1,000 pounds on a daily basis, as Bo and her associates are. But when you're around these animals, you become aware of something else that's going on. Now, many of us have dogs or cats or ferrets or pets that are of a smaller size. Not many of us have these larger animals because we live in the city. Our schedules do not accommodate the care and maintenance of those animals because they really do have to be looked after on a much more intense level than you would, let's say, a dog. But these animals have such a gift of communication with people. And I came across some information in my preparation for the show today, is that those people that are able to become trained in working with horses, they are able to establish a communication with people that otherwise may not have an easy time of doing exactly that, and develop a relationship with animals that they have never met before and come into their own. Have you ever been around people that have done any kind of therapy work with dogs and cats and ferrets and bunnies, etc.? They take them to rest homes. They take them to various hospital facilities. Do you remember the days when they did not want to have any of that? That's terrible. This is not going to be sanitary. They went through all kinds of nonsense regarding bringing animals into facilities. Well, there was a little bit of a breakthrough with that, and today they realize, with the animals being clean, I mean, they even bring little Shetland ponies in today to certain environments, and of course the animals are well-groomed. In any hospital environment, naturally you want to be attentive to being clean and to making sure that the animals that you bring in are going to be able to be handled by the patients, depending on the circumstances. The difference in the attitudes of people that are dealing with these animals as patients, when they have them come into their space, the animals have such an empathy with them. It's incredible. Well, horses, as large as they are, do the same thing. They are absolutely amazing creatures. And I know with Linda, she had so many experiences that enabled her to realize that horses seem to have especially a very strong bond with women, a very, very strong bond with women. And in doing this, in going through the training, and this is a very special group of people that are trained. Linda is out in Arizona, and she has a training facility where people go in and get certified to be able to do this. And Bo went through this kind of training as well. But Linda Kononoff, she really went through her own growth and development to understand how this interaction could make a difference with people, because she had to walk the walk herself. And she said, for some reason, there's especially strong bonds between women and horses. And it's just an amazing interactive relationship. And it helped her heal that, in a way, through some very difficult emotional scars that she went through. The animals became her teachers. Have you ever experienced an animal that taught you a lesson? I have a little Scottish Terrier that teaches me on a regular basis. And I know I'm bouncing back and forth between dogs and horses, but there's still this relationship. My little Scotty will come up to me at a certain time in the evening. And if I'm busy working on the computer or doing something, he will talk to me and let me know it's time for me to put aside my work. He wants to cuddle. Now, that sounds strange, but that's what he wants to do. Those of you that have cats and dogs, I know you have an empathy with this. But he senses when I reach a point when the work should be put aside, when I should be able to focus. Well, Linda found with the horses, when it came to dealing with people that were going through emotional trauma, the animals were like a mirror to those people that were introduced to them. Horses have been known for their incredible sensitivity and for their ability of being able to read people. There are so many stories about people that have a knack with horses. And, of course, we've all heard about the horse whisperer. There was a wonderful movie made about it, by the main character being played by Robert Redford. But that is something that any of us, if we have a willingness to learn, a willingness to interact with animals, we can have that special experience ourselves. When Linda wrote her book, The Tao of Equus, she wanted to be able to share with people the way of the horse, because she said there was so much ignorance regarding this, so much myth that had no basis in reality. Horses are extremely intuitive. They have a survival nature that is incredible. They recognize and will let you know immediately whether or not they trust you and whether or not you are the person that should interact with them. Anyone that's worked around horses for a long, long time have this rhythm. They have this telepathic communication with the animals that allows them to be able to work efficiently and to work very, very well with them. Linda made a comment where she said there's significant evidence that mankind didn't intentionally domesticate the horse. Rather, the horse, the species itself, may have chosen to associate with people, wanted to interact with people, not unlike the action of the wolf. The wolf will interact with people. So many individuals that I've met through the years, both in Alaska and people that I've interacted with on my show, that have talked about how animals will be attracted. All dogs are descended from wolves. They'll be attracted to people, and they integrate themselves in. They make that choice. They feel that as far as the research that they have regarding horses, that the horses became a part of agricultural settlements and eventually developed, was a cause for developing a different way of interacting with the animal. It is quite amazing. Now, apparently we've not been able to reach Bo, and I'm noticing the time frame. So what we're going to do, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. If you'd like to give me a call, the telephone number to call into will open all the phone lines. It's 877-8765-227. Also, 888-815-9756 if you would like to interact with me on the show today. Again, toll-free numbers, 888-815-9756. Now, that's an international number. U.S. can call also. Also, we have 877-876-5227. But I wanted to touch on the fact that our relationships with nature and with animals, if we take the time to be able to have an association, and a lot of us live in environments where, like I said, we can't have horses in our backyard. We're not going to be able to interact with many species that are of a large size that need a whole bunch of room. But if we take the time to read, if we take the time to observe, if we take the time to watch programs and about nature, we'll find that there's something that calls to us within us and wants us to be a part of this environment, this earth that we live on, and the creatures that inhabit it with us, and understand that we ourselves are part of the animal kingdom. And so there is a relationship with all of these other creatures that, if we're willing to develop that relationship, can totally transform our lives. I think of a woman that has a special elephant sanctuary in Tennessee, and how interacting with elephants when she performed in the circus changed her life and made her aware of wanting to establish a facility that gave a safe haven to those elephants that had performed so earnestly for so many years, who in their older years would have a safe place to be, where they didn't have to perform anymore. They could just be an elephant. Her sanctuary in Tennessee is absolutely amazing. I had the privilege of being with a woman who rescues cheetah, and this was back in Ohio a few years ago. You'll never experience something as I have, and it's very seldom you can be in someone's family room on the floor with a full-size cheetah, and that was my experience. I've had the grace of being able to interact with creatures of all types. I can't say that I'm a specialist or expert with any of them, except maybe a little bit with Scottish Terriers, because they are a part of our family's heart. But the truth is, every living creature contributes something very special to our lives. And when you can interact with people who are dedicated to being able to make this planet of ours rich in experience with these wonderful creatures of life, wow, do take the opportunity and time to do it. I'm sorry Bo wasn't able to be with us today, because I know you would love her stories. But I wanted to share with you, before I move on to another subject matter, whether you have a chance to sit on the floor with a cheetah and, in fact, be smacked by their tail, as I was, you realize that there's something so unique and special about every living creature that there is, whether it is an insect, a bird, a fish, a turtle, a horse, a dog, a cat, a ferret. Every single creature brings something unique and special into our world, and that's why so many cultures use them as examples of character for the human being to learn from. When you can understand that nature is one of our greatest teachers, and you'll take the time to be able to be involved in that environment, you're going to come out a winner in more ways than you could ever imagine. More than anything else, you'll be able to have an understanding of life, cherish life, value it, so that you realize there's a lot you've already got. You don't have to worry about what you don't have, because life has a lot to offer. And you know what? It's there just for the observation, and perhaps for the opportunity of interaction. In Bo's class, I wanted to share a poem. She had a particular exercise that we did. She had a series of questions that she asked, and each of us answered the questions, and we were to respond with our own thoughts. And at the end, we were to combine those thoughts into a poem. And there was a group of about 10 of us that were participating in this. And this was a poem that came out that surprised us all in the message that it had to give us, so I wanted to share it with you today. This was written in the presence of horses, and there were a number of us that had contributed to this, and it was titled Unencumbered, the presence of that slow clip-clop amble. We are here and now. Fearful of now, present, and future, imprisonment, failure to myself and others, unworthy of happiness, and unsecure. I need to feel connected to spirit and my inner light standing ready and strong. We are not alone. Interconnected, connectedness. I want to be the container of peace and joy and ease in my family. I need space in my days. Unencumbered wind, awareness, wonder, understanding. In all things, there is equality. When we can exercise our minds, when we can exercise our spirit and be in touch with nature, we will never, ever be a loser in this experience of life. You'll be richer for it on so many levels. I wanted to share with you the rest of the Australian astrology. Ah, yes. I had gone through the signs, and for those of you that maybe had missed some of it, Australian astrology is all about animals, and they go by month. And we've done January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, and September. So we have 3 months left. We have October, November, and December. And again, they choose animals to represent the month. So if you're born in the month of October, you are being represented by the emu. What an awesome bird the emu is. You know, if you are born in that month, you have a very strong intuitive sense of what's going on around you that can seem almost supernatural. You love being around people, like the social life, and you have a rhythm about life that takes it as it comes, and you have a knack for shrugging off stress that sometimes would sideline other people, and you're very optimistic, and you have the inner resilience to bounce back from whatever life hands you. Now, the 2009 forecast, it's a good time for an investment that you want to make to actually pay off for you. But remember, you want to not be too extravagant in your investment. You want to keep your nest eggs nice and safe. You are very flexible. You want the freedom to choose and do just what you want, and saving your cash is going to enable you to make that happen. Keep in mind that though there may be some tough times for people out there, there's a lot of opportunity that is available to you. Now, if you were born in November, have you ever heard about an echna? That's right. It's a spiny ant eater that's very, very specifically definitely designed for Australia. Now, people born during the month of November are fearless. They're individualists. Fits that description very strongly, and you don't like injustice of any kind. You stand out in jobs that relate to a sense of doing justice, paralegal, police work, maybe being an attorney. You want to make sure that whatever you become a part of, that you are going to represent the finest and the best. You also are very compassionate, and you love to learn. You like to root for the underdog, and you'll usually find a way where you can help someone if they need it. Now, what is up for you in the year 2009? Well, this is a year where focusing on home and family is going to be first and foremost in your mind. You may find that you're reconnecting with people you've been out of touch with for a long time, perhaps some relatives. You really want your home to be your focus. You want to give it the time, effort, and energy that it needs, your home and family. Last but not least, the month of December, hey, one of the most well-known animals around the year, a total representative of Australia, the kangaroo. Now, if you are born during the month of December, you have mystical leanings. That may influence your life someday in a very, very strong way. In fact, you may find that a metaphysical career is right up your alley. You tend to know who's calling before you pick up the phone, and you often are very much aware of what is evolving. Intuitive, you need to learn to trust yourself more. Trust those intuitive perceptions. Now, your most rewarding area this year, communication. Refining your skills and being able to articulate what you really feel, developing that intuitive sense is going to be first and foremost. It is easy for you to get your message across if you have the language to do it with. People like to listen to you, and they want to understand what you perceive. And you know what? If you're involved in sales or networking of any kind, you're going to find that this is going to be a very dynamic year for you. So this concludes the total year forecast for the 12 months with Australian astrology. astrology. Fascinating stuff. Every culture seems to have its own way, its own method of being able to get across to us what, perhaps, we may need to know a little bit regarding ourselves. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got open telephone lines. If you'd like to give me a call and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I'd be glad to do that. Bo Bishop, my guest for today, was not able to make it, but we are going to be, again, opening those phone lines. Here are the toll-free number, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, both of those numbers are open and available for anyone in the U.S., but worldwide, 888-815-9756 is the number for you to call in to. Wally Amos is a man that I have thoroughly enjoyed through the years. This is a man that has walked a walk that I don't think many of us would want to do. Having a business taken away from you, going through all kinds of work and adjustment. Well, Wally has had some challenges with his physical health, and I'll tell you his story after we come back. And then don't forget that Death by Chocolate Layer Cake. Ah, yes, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We're going to be back. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Hoquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and we've got a caller waiting, but quick like a bunny, I want to give you both of the toll-free telephone numbers that anyone in the U.S. can use. But one is a worldwide number, and that is 888-815-9756, and then the other toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And quick like a bunny, you're hearing information about these OrthoTeb shoes, and again, I know we've got a caller, and I'll be getting to her shortly. But I want to let you know, I've been walking around in these things, and tomorrow my guest, Pete Smith, he is the gentleman that can educate us about this. They are amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm not saying it just to say it. I'm telling you, they give you a workout you didn't think possible. So he's going to be my guest tomorrow. We're going to be giving you more information about that. But also, I wanted to let you know, if you're going to be in the Los Angeles area, on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of February, I am going to be speaking at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton on the 13th at 7 o'clock that evening, Friday the 13th. Ah, yes, a very, very good day. And then I will be in booth 537. So come on by, say hello, and I'm going to be doing many consultations while I'm there. So again, 13th, 14th, and 15th, I will be there for all 3 days, and I look forward to seeing you if you have an opportunity to come. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name, my first initial is E, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
You are from L.A. Great. Well, I hope you'll have a chance to come to the expo.
Yeah, I saw you there last year, Donna.
Oh, you did? Okay, terrific. Well, then I'll look forward to seeing you again. E, the
my
first...
Wife.
The first thing that I'm looking at with you is a lot of work. What I am perceiving is that you're really gaining momentum for yourself in that you have a plan of action that you have pretty much got laid out in black and white, and you are aware that this is something that you are going to really be committed to. And it involves folding in some education as you're going along with your plan of action. And I'm seeing you not just getting a certificate of accomplishment of a type, but you're also going to find yourself standing side by side with an individual that you have a great deal of respect for, who is going to represent to you what it is that you want to aspire to being. They are going to be a mentor for you, but also they are going to give you those parameters, if you will keep you directed as you need to be. And then as you are willing to break out of their particular parameters, there's going to be that ongoing support, which is excellent. There may be a relocation for you within 2 years. You'll be ready for it when it comes, and you'll find that the timing will be excellent because you'll be in an economic situation that will enable you to do it smoothly, and it will be with a sense of confidence that is very meaningful to you. There is also something here with a whole new circle of associations and people, and you're developing a rapport with a new environment of individuals that I think are going to contribute to your life in a way that makes you feel like, yes, I'm making my shift. I'm making my change the way I want to make it. This is exactly where I want to be. So this is going to be very stabilizing for you. You've got a few upheavals with some people that you've known for a period of time. But you know what? I'm really not concerned about them. I think that these upheavals are necessary so that you get your clarity And then as you have the clarity, then you're going to feel more assured about what you're doing because you realize you're not putting on old filters that you used to have. Those old filters have disintegrated, they're gone, and there is a clarity in your perceptiveness that I think is just outstanding. What question would you like to ask me, Eve?
Do you see any relationships, like strong male relationships in the coming year?
Well, I think I've already answered that. Now, if you're really wanting to ask me, is there a specific person that is of interest to you, that is coming up slowly. That is not coming in real fast. I believe there will be an individual whose path you will cross more than once. In the crossing of that path, you will find that there is a ease, a level of communication that's going to feel very comfortable, very good. And I think that this will slowly evolve. Slowly evolve. Was that really what you wanted to do, was ask me about a specific someone special?
Yeah. That's good.
It's happening gradually, dear.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you in L.A. soon.
Well, so am I. Take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. And again, toll free, 888-815-9756. Now, this number, 888-815-9756, is international. So whether you're in the U.S., outside of the U.S., it's toll free for you. Travel, travel, travel. It's something that is a part of so many of our lives. And sometimes you think, are people getting a little wacky when it comes for security? I came across this story about a Matthew Gardner who was detained for questioning at Seattle SeaTac Airport. Now, this is in my own home turf. Now, obviously, the TSA officers, the Transportation Security Administration officers, recognized his name from a no-fly list. Now, they get these lists, and they're always on the alert, and that's one of the reasons why you have to have your identification and all this stuff. Well, a little background on this story. When I read it, I thought, this is really amazing. Matthew Gardner is 5 years old. The Matthew Gardner the TSA is looking for is substantially older than the five-year-old. Now, young Gardner's mother, Nadia, said at one point as she was hugging him, an officer admonished her, ma'am, you cannot touch him. He's not been searched, and he's still considered a security risk. Then his mom was searched to make sure that little Matthew had not passed her any contraband. Okay, well, that's a very interesting story. Again, sometimes I think we go to extremes. It makes you wonder what people are thinking of, but they're not thinking. And this happens so many times, and I've heard so many stories. I wonder what it's going to take to be able to make that shift. I don't know. Well, the way it is, we may still hear stories like this every once in a while, and it's always going to make us laugh and look at these people. I mean, you think if they had the no-fly list, that they would specify the age of the person. And if someone is an older individual, you wouldn't stop a five-year-old. Anyway, I had to share that with you. Donna Sebo here. Get that pad of paper and pen handy because I have got this recipe, Death by Chocolate Layer Cake. Yes, now believe it or not, this is easy to fix. This is not difficult. But, oh, if you really want to impress people, this is the one that will do it. Now, what you're going to need is a package of Devil's Food Cake Mix, a package of Devil's Food Cake Mix, and that's standard. And then you need a package of instant chocolate pudding mix. And I'd recommend if you can get the instant chocolate double fudge. That's just me. I mean, if you're going to do chocolate, let's really do it good. Then you need 1.5 cups of chocolate milk. Yeah, this is for real. 1.5 cups of chocolate milk. And if you wanted to take it another step, and this is a Donna tip, you could have 1.5 cups of heavy cream, yes, and add about 3 tablespoons of your favorite chocolate. Okay, I know. Well, we'll move on. Three eggs. Now, these need to be at room temperature. All ingredients should be at room temperature. A half a cup of oil. And by the way, you can use olive oil, believe it or not. Works fine. A half a cup of oil. 1.5 cups of butter. And again, this has to be at room temperature. 1.5 cups of butter. You need 1 package of bittersweet chocolate chips. 1 package of bittersweet chocolate chips. And I'd go for dark chocolate. That's just me. 1.75 cups of confectionery sugar. 1.75 cups of confectionery sugar. 1/4 cup of light corn syrup. 1/4 cup of light corn syrup. 12-ounce package of semi-sweet chocolate chunks chopped. I told you it was a death by chocolate layer cake. And then strawberries, well, they could be optional. You know, that you may or may not want to use them. Okay, here we go. You're going to need to preheat the oven to 350 degrees, and you want 3 8-inch round cake pans, and you want to spray them with your cooking spray. Now, put those aside. Those all being ready, the oven's heating up. On low speed, you take your cake mix, your dry pudding mix, your milk, your eggs, and your oil. Put them all in the bowl and mix them. You want to mix them for about a minute, and this has to be at medium-high speed. You then beat an additional 2 minutes. So you've got 3 minutes of mixing. One, you mix it on a lower speed, and then you mix it for 2 minutes on the medium-high speed. You divide your batter among your pans, and you bake them for 20, 25 minutes until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Now, you want to let these cakes cool for about 10 minutes before you remove them from the pans. And then you want to transfer them from the pans to the racks. You let the cake cool completely. Now, what you can do while those cakes are cooling on your racks, on a low speed, you take your butter and your melted chocolate. I neglected to tell you that. The 1 package of your bittersweet chocolate chips, you want to have it melted. Use your microwave. It'll take just about a minute to get it done. And you just want to beat the melted chocolate until blended, and then gradually beat in sugar, the confectionery sugar, until it's all combined. You add the corn syrup and beat it until fluffy for 2 to 3 minutes. This is your frosting. You put 1 cake layer on your serving plate, spread with 3/4 cup of the frosting. Top with a 2nd cake layer, spread with a 3/4 cup of frosting, and then top with a remaining cake layer, and reserve 1 cup of frosting on the sides. And then you spread the cake top inside with the remaining frosting. And then you take your chocolate chunks that you've chopped up, and you want to press those gently into the side of the cake. Now, the reserved frosting you put aside, you want to put that in a pastry bag, or you can take a plastic bag, cut a hole in a corner, put your frosting, if you want to use a special tip, frosting tip, you can put it right there in that plastic bag, or if you have a pastry bag, whatever works well. And then you want to pipe rosettes or, you know, little dollops on the top of your cake, and then you could put some strawberries on top of that. You garnish it with strawberries. I told you it was a death by chocolate layer cake. I wasn't kidding. If you're going to go, chocolate should be the way you go. It's a real yummy dessert, and you'll get oohs and ahs like you wouldn't believe. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Phone line is open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9757. 5-6. We'll be right back.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we've got a caller on the line. And quick like a bunny, I want to remind those of you in Western Washington that there is a class that I'm presenting on nutrition with a speaker this coming Friday, January the 30th. And if you would like to be in touch with me to find out more about it, about glyconutrients, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852. Donna Sebo here. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Cindy, and I'm in Florida.
Where in Florida, Cindy?
Well, right now I'm driving in North Florida, and I live in Central Florida.
Wow. Well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's perfectly all right. The first thing I'm looking at, Cindy, is you're going to need to be very thoughtful about your schedule. You have got during the next 4 to 6 weeks a lot of interference that's going to be coming in. So you may have a to-do list and have everything worked out and have interruptions one right after the other, and you're going to say to yourself, am I ever going to get it together? The answer is yes. You are going to just have to roll with what evolves, though, and pretend you're an acrobat and you're just doing whatever needs to be done to keep the things in balance. And it will all work out. But there is just a lot that seems to be catching up with you. And these are loose ends that are going to have to be taken care of. And one of the things I want to say to you is be sure you get your rest. I'm not too concerned about you with nutrition, but I am seeing a fatigue that to me is evolving because you're not getting the rest you're supposed to get. And you need to make it okay to back away and be by yourself periodically where you're not around a whole bunch of other people, or where there's that opportunity for others to drain you of your energy reserves. And this is something that you have been yearning for. You've really wanted to have some quiet time. If someone said, gee, be a house sitter for me and you watch the ocean from the windows, you don't have to do anything, there's food in the refrigerator, there's a housekeeper for the house, all I want you to do is be there so it stays safe and sound, you'd just jump up and down at the opportunity. A lot of stuff going on, though, so you need to pace yourself as best as you can. Give yourself quiet time, downtime, and get that rest, because there is so much coming your way that you've worked so hard for that if you're not up to par, you're not going to be performing, if you will, the way you should. So So be good to yourself. Do you have a question for me?
Excellent, yes. And yes, you're right, I'm very tired. I was just looking up at some property in North Florida is what I came up for. I looked yesterday, one of the reasons I was up here, and met with the gentleman, and it's a place that I'm considering moving to. Not sure how I'm going to work it out. He's offered creative financing, and we still don't have any specifics. But then he asked me, after he met me, about, he said he'd like for me to, he has owned some buildings in Ocala, Florida, and would like for me to get those up and going for him, maybe restart a business. One of them used to be a restaurant, and up and get it going. Do you see that as being, do you see that as being something, a good thing, profitable? Is that a road I should go down? Where, how do you see this picture?
The man is, okay, let me address some things, and then I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
First of all, the man does need the help. He realizes that, and he feels like you're astute. I am concerned that if you don't have the right kind of contract drawn up with this individual, and if you do not have a clear understanding of how to insulate and protect yourself so that there are those points of financial responsibility that he has to meet, I'm not real excited about this. Now, if you will take the time, don't jump up and down over this. Look at it as something involving business. If you have been associated with the restaurant industry and he's wanting to have something picked up and really worked on, this is a very intense enterprise. If he is going to pay you a salary for doing this, you want to get this in writing, because to get this place up and going where it's going to be profitable is really going to be a challenge. This is not something that's going to be easy to do. I'm not excited about it because of all the legal nuances that will go along with it. I am not particularly excited about the place you're looking at buying. I believe you can do better. Now, if you're wanting to look at real estate as an investment for yourself, or you could acquire some rentals, that's a good way for you to go. But I want you to do your homework. The creative financing, that is something a lot of people are willing to do. But I want you to really look at the numbers. I want you to really look at what it is that you are striving for. Don't get sidetracked with a lot of fluff. This is a financial level of responsibility that you're going to be taking on that is going to be very demanding of you. And there are some repairs and upgrades that need to be done to the house that you're looking at, and you know that. So you need to be consciously attentive to what he is suggesting. This is not going to be easy work. I'm not saying you couldn't explore doing it, but you better check this man out and find out what kind of a reputation he has. Talk is cheap, and I think he's tight with money. So you need to be alert. You need to be thoughtful. Don't hesitate to check it out, but be thoughtful, and then really ask yourself, is this really where you want to be? We've got about a minute, hon, so
okay.
I don't have a whole bunch of time left. Is that making sense to you?
Thank you, Donna. Yes, it does. And that's what I was wondering, if you had any insight into him and this property I looked at. It's got acreage, which I'm looking for my horses, because I'll need to be relocating. So that was my concern. And this came up, and he was wanting somebody on the property and wanting to either rent, lease, owner finance, something. But it was a little high price. So I went up and looked at it and met him, and
you did the right thing, but you need to think this through.
Okay.
You need to think it through, and if you have a friend that can help you do this, keep you on track, go for it.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, hon. I'm out of time.
Thank you, Donna. You're awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome, dear. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bless you. Okay.
This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're out of time. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how you can help yourself stay physically fit. Yes, toned. Get rid of the cellulite. We're going to be talking with a man who, with a doctor, has developed OrthoTibs. You're going to be hearing more about this tomorrow. Believe me, it's quite amazing. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever give up your desires, your visions. But remember, you're really not missing out on a whole bunch right now. You're alive, and you have the capability of being whatever you want to be. Go for it. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back here, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.